When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
Is this the button that plays
the Rich Eisen Show?
Tatum spins, lays it up and in to beat the buzzer.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Here's the snap to Murray, looking left all the way.
I knew I should have held on with this because it ain't over. Because I can't believe Arizona would want to hit the reset button and start again.
Earlier on the show, Timberwolves head coach Chris Finch, three-time NBA champion B.J. Armstrong. Still to come, Caesars Sportsbook Chief Trends Officer Trey Wingo. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. Everybody, what a great chat with B.J. Armstrong in studio last hour. The three-time NBA champion from the Chicago Bulls back in the day, now at the Wasserman Media Group as the VP of basketball operations for that agency, was stopping by, and we talked about the NBA playoffs, first round games that we saw over the weekend, and Kyrie Irving and the reaction that everybody's having to his reaction to the Celtics fans, and then a very lengthy and in-depth conversation of the challenges the Lakers now have in front of them, with LeBron James aging and Anthony Davis coming off another injury-marred season, and Russell Westbrook being an either tradable piece, but for who, or an untradable piece because of his contract. Lots to talk about, but definitely seek out the part of the conversation when he broke out in hives when I asked him if he watched Winning Time. And the idea of having a version of that for the Chicago Bulls teams that he played with, and that was what we call awesome. So, check that out on our YouTube page, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show. Chris Finch, the head coach of the Minnesota Timberwolves, are on an off day. He talked about his team winning game one in Memphis. That was a great conversation there. Tonight, the Sixers and the Raptors have game two in Philadelphia. And then it's game two between the Jazz and the Mavericks in Dallas, which is expected to not have Luka Doncic. What a shame that is, that we are robbed of any playoff action with Luka, and the Mavericks have lost game one. Not the same team without him, this no. just in. Yeah. And then you've got the Nuggets trying to get a piece of the Warriors tonight, and can't wait to watch that game because my team, the Warriors, and my guy Jordan Poole will be out there tonight. I just can't wait to watch that.
The man love is so real.
It is.
Got a crush on Jordan.
Well, he had me at Holo, yeah. guys.
Since that shot.
Come yeah. on, against Houston, and I don't mean the Rockets.
No. That was a great moment. Him running all around the floor, an entire team chasing him. Like, yeah.
He's an assassin. Yeah. He is an assassin.
He's nice.
And I can't wait to watch him get better with each passing game as Curry's coming off the bench with a minutes restriction. So that's tonight. Can't wait to talk about it on tomorrow's program. Trey Wingo's going to be joining us. 10 minutes from now. I don't know if is he already in Vegas? What do you think? Not yet?
If I were him, I would just live there.
Well, he's playing enough golf.
With Halle Berry, like, Trey's doing it right.
There you go. Very good. He's going to be joining us, talking about everything going on. I'm already hearing hot rumors. Jermaine Johnson, first overall.
No way.
People love him.
It's wide open. Huh? I think it's wide open. Is that like the Baker Mayfield year, 2018?
I guess
we were in Dallas
it's
then.
More wide open because if you want a pass rusher, it's your flavor of pass rusher, and there's a lot of those. There's Trevon Walker, there's Kayvon Thibodeau, there's Aiden Hutchinson, there's Jermaine Johnson. And if you think that he's the best one, you go get him. and live with it. And the domino effect that would cascade off of that would be something else.
Also kind of a greater possibility for making a mistake, which is I wouldn't be surprised if more teams try to trade down.
Everyone wants to trade down because there's no quarterbacks in the draft. That's it. If I'm the Jets, I stay put and I take Sauce and be the and just rip the knob off. My God. It's just sitting right there 10 days from now till I get my Sauce or I am sorely disappointed.
I want to see Rich just go run down there and snatch the card.
You said that, and you want me to do that. And
if it doesn't say Sauce, he rips it up and just announces Sauce.
Right. And then, you know, there's Rayos all over my hands from the because I put the Sauce on there, too. I told you where my draft position is. It is geographically not feasible for me to intercept a card.
Not even for a 40-yard dash specialist not such as yourself? Even,
it's Las Vegas.
I'm like, told it's like a half mile away from where we are.
Oh, wow. You, David Copperfield can make you appear anywhere.
Abracadabra,
again, we have a Zoom at the end of this week with everybody. The NFL Network draft Zoom is on Friday. I'll let you guys know. But the way I've had it described to me...
Can you request to do a remote from the podium?
It's the first time that I will be hosting a draft from a position not in the draft auditorium.
Ooh.
We're not there.
I don't like that.
Yeah. Why? Was it...
I like you there. Yeah. React. The crowd. We are. Booing.
There'll be fountains and crowds and everything like that. I have a feeling there's going to be a whole big setup in front of the Bellagio fountains.
You think?
Are there boats? Mike, are you driving a boat?
I signed up to drive the boat.
Wasn't that Del Tufo's job a few years ago? He was going to drive them from the...
Yeah.
Well, I'll be doing something with the draft next year.
Again, this draft was supposed to happen in 2020. The pandemic hit and saved us all from, you know, Del Tufo's...
I would have been perfect
boating.
But it's a gondola. It would be a, come on.
Would you have had a, do you have a hat?
I would be singing a captain's hat. Songs. I would have
do you have a captain's hat? Do you have a captain's hat?
Yes, I've actually about three or four that people have given me as gifts.
Like a captain's hat? Like a captain in Tennille?
Like, and I got an admiral's hat from the
admiral's hat.
I got a whole bag.
Like of masters and commanders?
I got an admiral's hat off an admiral on the Harry S. Truman in the Mediterranean Sea when I mixed the NFL and Fox on the deck. He handed me his hat. I then, in turn, gave him my Fox hat.
An admiral hat.
Yes.
That's not a trade.
It was like a jersey swap.
That's like the Herschel. That's like the Herschel Walker trade.
That's like Babe Ruth for $100,000.
That's right. That's Babe Ruth. That's a Babe Ruth.
He wanted the Fox hat. And I'm like, give me your hat. And he's like, no problem. And he handed me, we swapped hats.
So okay, it's not like an admiral hat, from the 15th century. It's like an actual hat off the hat
it's
of an
not
admiral.
Like the Napoleon thing. It's like the
hat worn by an admiral.
When he said an admiral hat,
I was thinking what you were thinking.
Yes, you're
master
thinking.
Master and commander.
Oh, right. Come on, you guys. I'm like, come on.
I thought David Robinson gave you the hat.
I don't have one of those.
So an admiral hat off the head of an actual admiral.
I got a patch from a pilot. Right off his.
You know people in the NFL. I do too. Should you want to work the boat?
I can't.
In the fountain.
I can't.
You got stuff to do.
I got USFL. Yeah. But next
the USFL
year, Rich,
trumps the NFL draft cap.
Boating.
Yeah. You know what? If I can get you to captain a boat in the Bellagio fountain on the night of the NFL draft,
Thursday.
You should be focused on the USFL. You're right.
No, I could do Thursday night. I could come
work
Thursday.
It in there.
Mike, I've missed you so much.
I'd be in the first round draft picks anyway, so it would be perfect.
There you go.
I drive those guys over.
Hey, Kayvon, sit down. It's going to be a bumpy ride.
Hey, just take a seat. Hey, take a seat.
By the way, Adam in the back's been on the boat. I'm very – and TJ's Liz have both. Liz and Adam have both gone out.
Yeah, you know who has it? Brockman and TJ.
There's no fooling around when you get in the boat.
Be careful. It's a little bumpy out there.
When you get in the boat, I'm very safe.
Listen, Hutchinson.
Kenny, I'd tell you to hang on, but, you know – Hey, got Sauce, problems doing like, that.
Sauce, no, you cannot drive the boat.
No one drives the boat.
I'm the best boater in this draft.
Can you pick it? You better hold on with two hands.
Says the highly confident Sauce.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, very good.
That's very funny.
All right, it's a Monday, so let's do Overreaction Monday. Why not? Chris Brockman's put it all together. We might as well make good use of his time before Trey Wingo joins us on this program.
That was terrible.
That was crap. That was garbage.
This place sucks.
Overreaction.
Mondays.
Monday.
All right, Chris, go for it.
All right, fellas, NBA edition of Overreaction Monday, talking all playoffs, big eight games over the weekend, the buzzer beater yesterday. First up, kind of feels like winner of next Celtics going to the NBA Finals.
I'd say that's an overreaction. I'll say that's an overreaction.
You don't think that's the two best teams?
I'll say that these guys are going to, it may be, but they might beat themselves up and then all of a sudden face a team like, say, the Bucks, who come off of a sweep of the Bulls. I don't know how the how does it work? Like, do they reseed everybody or
it's in a bracket?
I don't know. Somebody, let's just say the Sixers. Let's just say your Celtics win this in seven, and the Sixers go ahead and sweep the Raptors, and they're just sitting at home. Smoke them if you got them. I mean, they're sitting.
That'd be a bummer.
They're sitting at home so long, Tybal could get vaccinated.
But won't.
You know?
Yeah.
So.
Or he gets
the
second shot.
I'll just say that's an overreaction right now that, you know, there's still the Heat, brother.
They look good.
Yeah, it's still the Heat.
They look pretty good.
So I don't know. And the Heat, as it would be. I'm hoping for a Heat Bucks Eastern Conference Finals.
Okay.
Because it would be the don't trade for Giannis a matchup. You know?
I mean, everything's coming up.
What if the Heat beats the Bucks? What if the Heat? What if the Heat beat the Bucks? Here's what I want. I want the Heat eliminating the Bucks, so I would be proven correct that you don't break your team up for Giannis.
Okay.
Right after winning the Rich Eisen Show Fantasy Basketball League as my team name, don't trade for Giannis, and then the Nets make the finals because I predicted that too. That would be
the
ultimate. The
Warriors win the title.
Yeah.
You get 3 for 3.
The segment's called Overreaction Monday for a reason.
All right, next up, you talked about him at the top of the show, Rich. Kyrie Irving is the best villain in all of sports right now.
In all of sports right now. By the way, this is an idea written up by a Boston Celtic fan. Is it not?
Factual.
So I'll turn to you. What do you think? Is he the biggest villain in all of sports right now?
11-11, make a wish. No.
So who would be? Because you can't just say no and then not name
not
one.
Have an alternative.
Well, that's I kind of feel like this is like a Kyrie versus Boston issue, right? And so I don't know if that really encapsulates the entire world of sports.
Everyone's but talking about it.
Since I can't think of anyone right now off the top of my head, yeah, sure.
Who would be there? In baseball, there isn't one, right?
Yeah, I don't.
Unless you want to name the commissioner of baseball as one.
Maybe a guy that we talked about once and we shouldn't talk about anymore because then people tweet us saying that we misrepresented things. He's a pitcher, and I don't think we should talk about him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's good.
I mean, the biggest villain in all of sports was Manfred until he gave away those neat headsets.
Headphones.
Headphones.
Yeah.
Did you know that? He gave away headphones to everybody, all Major League Baseball players. Sorry for the lockout.
Hey, sorry about the lockout. Here's some headphones.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I honestly can't think of that.
Yeah. All right, what else, Chris?
All right, next up, we love this guy, Ant-Man. He is the most exciting player in the playoffs.
Anthony Edwards, most exciting player in the playoffs. He's fun to watch, but I don't think that you could say that. That's an overreaction as well. Who else would there be? You know, Morant. You could choose Morant. You got
Steph is still there.
Right. Obviously, Harden when he's allowed to take six steps.
Embiid when he's
But nothing about Embiid is exciting. I mean,
sure.
The Ant-Man is dunking over people, his step back threes.
He's like, fun. He's fun to watch. He's very exciting. I'm going to go with Jordan Poole as the most exciting basketball player in the playoffs.
A 7'2", 280-pound center crossing people and over shooting threes.
It's not exciting.
Guess what? Guys. Jordan Poole will add to the legend tonight. And it will only continue to grow. Get on board while you can.
We're on board.
Rich, I'm on board because I have the Warriors are a final leg of a parlay tonight. All right, moving on. The Warriors are going to win the West.
Yeah, that's an overreaction. The Suns looked pretty freaking great, man.
I mean, they needed a big Chris Paul fourth quarter.
Well, that's part of the game, happen. Right?
I know, but they gave up a big lead. I don't know. The Warriors look pretty good top to bottom.
I'm not there yet, even though I have chosen them to win.
I thought you were going to take that bait.
No,
that's why
I'm not going to take the bait. I've already had my overreaction regarding to Jordan Poole saying that he's kind of like their Curry right now.
Curry light.
Okay. Just without the zero. He's just the three. So.
In the rings.
All right. Speaking of that Phoenix Pelicans series. Yes. Speaking of that series, guys, the Pelicans need Zion to play to have a chance.
I'd agree. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
What's going on? Come on, Zion. Let's go.
Sure.
Let's go.
This strikes me as one of those things
where
it's
like, what's going on with that?
Zion's like, why should I play and maybe get hurt again and cost myself $300 million? That's how this kind of feels to me.
Or I don't know. Or he wants to play and the Pelicans.
Team's holding him out.
Isn't that what Windhorst kind of alluded to just a couple weeks ago? This is entering the why didn't Marshawn get the ball type realm here. Like, what is happening? Why is this guy looking the way he looks in the warm-up?
360 dunks and warm-ups?
Let's get him out there. But yes, without...
They definitely need him.
And even with him, I don't think they beat the Suns, too. So yeah, I'll throw that out there for you.
All right, last one. This is for you, TJ. The most important player for a deep Sixers playoff run is Maxey. Tyrese Maxey.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, when Harden got acquired, I said, look out for that guy.
Yeah, thanks for
unlock Tyrese Maxey. That's what I said when they got Harden. Look for Maxey to be unlocked. And look at me winning the league, too.
Well, you're basketball guy now, so I thank you for telling me about Maxey because I didn't know who he was.
He says now.
Slides in the now.
So thank you. Thank you.
He says now.
Basketball guy Rich Eisen is all I'm saying. You know, and I'm glad. Thank you for telling me specifically about Maxey. I had no idea that he even played basketball for the Sixers out of Kentucky in his second year.
Hey, I have said.
Yeah, I agree, Chris.
Yeah. Okay.
You need Embiid, obviously, right?
That's what I mean. You need Harden. Like, you need that third guy.
But we need that third guy. And it's got to be either him or Harris.
He is nice.
It's Maxey. Yeah. It's Maxey, brother.
Maxey looks good.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a big fan.
Okay.
There you go.
Good one.
Basketball guy.
Hoops version.
What are you? All right. He's now just trying to bait me here.
Richard, you're actually wearing a suit out of the Dennis Scott collection.
Yeah.
Your outfit today.
What sport did Dennis Scott play, Chris?
Did you see Dennis Scott's suit last night?
No, I didn't.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, this is an Easter thing. I didn't, you know, I mean.
He was Easter themed as well. It was similar colors. It was three-piece. It was nice.
You know. Because I don't know, I was going to wear a Passover outfit.
Are there a Passover outfit?
There are not.
Oh.
I don't think so.
Sure.
Although you never know. I saw the governors of Georgia and Iowa tweeted out happy Passover memes. Both of them included bread.
What are we doing?
One of them had, one of them had I think the governor of Iowa had a menorah for Just come on. Every now and then, governors, just Google the word Jews. Just do it. See what pops up. Okay. Did you see that they put bread? It's just like the whole thing is we needed to get out fast as a people because, you know, our lives are being threatened. We didn't have time to make the bread. That's the whole concept of the holiday. Thus, there's no, you know, outfits to be worn. Thus, me deciding, you know what? I'll go with sort of an Easter take a look.
It looks great.
What do you think?
We're working. I found a picture.
So Dennis Scott did like a mauve situation?
It was.
And then there's mauve?
It was outrageous.
Okay.
It was outrageous. Very similar.
I appreciate you telling me that you like my look today.
I do.
Thank you.
I do.
All right, let's take a break. Even though the show is hosted by an Emmy-nominated Basketball Now guy, we're going to talk football. Multiple lanes I traffic in, multiple. Trey Wingo will pull into my lane, our lane, when we come back. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people, or as you might know from their jingle, O-O-O, O'Reilly Auto Parts. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. Because you know when you need your car fixed, you need somebody who knows what they're talking about and is helpful, has a smile on their face, and gets you back on the road. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you just find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you will find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts knowledgeable, helpful, and the best of all, friendly. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung, and that means spring cleaning, or at least the partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code EISEN when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use my code EISEN. That's IBOTTA in the Google Play or App Store and use my code EISEN.
Back here, their terrestrial radio outfit.
All right, let's head to the Mercedes-Benz Vans phone line right now. Longtime friend and friend of this program, he's the chief trends officer of Caesars Sportsbook and a longtime host of the NFL Draft in his days with ESPN. Our friend Trey Wingo on the Rich Eisen Show. How are you doing, Trey?
That's what's up, Rich.
That's it.
Yes, Trey.
That's it. What's up, Trey. That's what's up right here on the program. Where have I found you? Where are you? Are you on some tee box somewhere? Where are you, Trey? Where have I found
that
you?
That would be correct. I'm braving the elements here on the East Coast trying to get a few holes in.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Dude, come on now.
Prepping for my appearance in the match with Brady and Rodgers and Allen.
But seriously, man, I mean, there's a certain temperature by which you don't play golf, right? I mean, what's your cutoff line for that?
We are flirting with the cutoff line as we speak because it is less than ideal.
Oh my God! So what better way to stay warm with your golf swing than to grab a phone and call into my show? Oh, this is exactly right. This is gonna.
By the way, point of clarification. It was not a golf cart. It was a Gator truck that Marshawn was driving all over the field.
Oh, that's right.
Even better.
There you go. Very good. All right. So, what is on your mind? What are you hearing about this draft, Trey? What are your two cents on this one? What do you got for me?
It's the most unpredictable draft I can imagine in forever. Right. I mean, unless something ridiculous happens, we're not going to have a quarterback go in first overall. That's been six of the last seven drafts. Myles Garrett in 2017 is the exception.
Mm-hmm.
But take it back even farther, since 2001, this would just be the sixth time that a quarterback did go first overall. And it would just be the seventh time since 1998 where a quarterback didn't go one overall. And not only do we not have a quarterback going number one overall, what was the last time we really had no idea who was going to be the number one overall pick? Maybe 2013, the Luke Jokel, Eric Fisher era?
The Luke Jokel, Eric Fisher night. I remember that in Radio City Music Hall because no one else did.
Four picks were offensive linemen. Exactly.
Nobody else did. Everybody's wondering, when's the Easter special around here? I remember all of that. So I think we were talking about it earlier that I think it might have been Mayfield the night that he was the first overall pick. I mean, we kind of –
had wind of it earlier on in the day that it was going to be Mayfield, but until that, those words came out of Roger Goodell's mouth, we weren't so sure. And even afterwards, we were wondering if that really had just happened, you know? So that's kind of the...
Like a mulligan there.
Yeah, because at this point in time, I think he is he will wind up somewhere else. And the question is you know, where that's going to be and how that might actually inform the draft. So I can't believe you're out there in the freezing cold playing golf. Like, dude, I mean, come on now.
Rich, it has been so bad. Rich, it has been so bad. The idea that 54 and slightly overcast and not 30 miles an hour is actually delightful.
Okay, very good. When do you get to Vegas?
Yeah.
Since this is a Vegas draft and you're in Caesar's Sportsbook now, I mean, you must be getting there very shortly, I'd imagine.
I'm flying in on Sunday. Absolutely. Looking forward to it.
Oh, boy. All right. And what is planned? What do you got? I know Caesar's got a lot going on for the draft. So what do you got planned for that, Trey?
Yeah, we got a lot of stuff that we're doing. We're actually having a big meeting about it tomorrow to confirm all that kind of stuff.
Meeting?
But, you know, it'll be very.
What do you
got? We got a little Zoom tomorrow to figure everything out. We taped a couple of Trey's trends today about for the draft that will be dropping shortly. So we're excited about that. And we will be present in Vegas like we were supposed to be in 2020.
Okay. That's exactly right. Okay. So you got, I don't know, Trey, I have this whole thing written out here in front of me here about some of the activations you got going on. That was my way to lead you to that sort of thing. I'm an NFL employee, so these terms confuse me. What are you doing for this thing? You don't have any plans just yet, what you're saying?
No. I'm not sure what I'm supposed to say and what I'm not supposed to say at this point.
There are no rules, Trey.
All right, screw it. Is Halle Berry going to be there for the draft or not? What's happening?
If she is, I've got the exclusive.
Okay.
I believe that Halle will probably be there. Kenny will be there.
Cool.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah, it'll be a good time. Kenny's been traveling all over the world lately and just landed back in these United States, so it'll be good to... literally, this will be the first time outside of the shoot that Kenny and I have worked together. So that's going to be fun.
Okay, very good. And then, you know what? I am thinking the Panthers are the team to watch in this year's draft.
Correct.
That they're the team sitting there at six. They're the ones that have the opportunity to potentially grab that quarterback and flip things around. And if they don't take the quarterback, then a quarterback might actually fall out of the top 15 in this draft. That's the way I'm looking at it. So that's why I'm looking at Carolina for the draft.
No, you're exactly right. And the problem for Carolina is they're in the exact position you never want to be in, desperately needing a quarterback when you're not sure there's a quarterback to be had. And that is the epitome of football hell with that position. But how about this, Rich? If the Carolina Panthers do not activate the quarterback at six, you could have a real possibility that we might have a top 10 without a player who touches the ball being drafted. No quarterbacks, no wide receivers, no running backs, no tight end. And that would be an NFL draft first.
That's true.
Going back to 1936.
I don't think that's going to happen, though. I think there's too many wide receivers. It's entirely possible a wide receiver goes before a quarterback in this draft.
Yeah.
There's too many wide receivers out there. There's too many wide receiver needy teams. You got the Giants sitting there at seven. You got the Jets sitting there at 10. You got the Seahawks sitting there at 9. They don't. I mean, the Falcons at 8. My gosh, could they use a wide receiver? That's a fact on that front. So.
Yeah. Well, think about it this way. Kansas City has more picks than anyone with 12. And yes, they've signed Marquez Valdes-Scantling and Juju, and Josh Gordon is there. Hell, they even took a flyer on Coleman out of Baylor, who was that first-round pick, 25th Coleman. And they have me, Cole, but I don't think the Chiefs are going to use all 12 picks. So they have more picks than anyone in the draft. And if they fall in love with somebody and they want to get them, they have the ammunition to maneuver as well as anybody. And it's really interesting because, well, Peter King did a great job in his Football Morning in America column today. This may be one of the deeper drafts we've ever seen. Now, it's not quarterback deep, but because of the COVID years we've been through and a lot of players staying back for that extra year, it's a really good year have a lot of picks in this year's draft, and we have the Kansas City Chiefs, who were a whisper away from a third straight Super Bowl appearance with the most picks in this draft. I just think that Brett Veach has done an amazing job to position themselves, knowing what we all know, once the quarterback cap number hits, you got to be creative. And this is a very, very good year for him to try and be creative.
Well, I mean, I look at the AFC West, Trey, and I see all the improvements that were made. And I actually like the Raiders. I like what they've done. I think Josh McDaniels in his second opportunity is going to be a much better version of himself, in the same way that his mentor had that opportunity, of a Derek Carr. And Devontae Adams will potentially vault themselves right into the top five quarterback receiver combinations. There's Darren Waller. There's Josh Jacobs. There's Hunter Renfrow, right? There's
Chandler Jones.
Third and Renfrow. Exactly. And my guy Mayock left behind some pretty good players, too. I know people just think the Chiefs are the Chiefs, and you know the Chargers also have Justin Herbert. I like the Raiders in that division. That's the way I'm going right now, pre-draft on that front.
It's the only division in football where every team's over under is 8.5 or better. So I mean, it's clearly on the Caesars Sportsbook. It's clearly the deepest draft. But all this is done. You're right, and you know, the Chargers not only get Khalil Mack, they get J.C. Jackson, who has the most interceptions in the league since 2019. And then Russell Wilson comes to Denver with all those ready-made weapons. This is all because of one person. And that's all to try and stop Patrick Mahomes. They've won four straight divisions. They've hosted four straight AFC championship games. They're the first team in NFL history to win at least 12 games four straight years in a row. And you can throw in the caveat that it took the last game of the regular season and the first 17-game season to do it. That's fine. They've won the division six straight times. He's never lost a road division game, although we all know wins and losses are not a quarterback stat. The Chiefs are 13-0 in road AFC West games when he plays. I think his career mark against the division is 21-3. He has the most touchdown passes and the most passing yards in NFL history over teams' first four seasons. This is all an arms race in the AFC West to stop the most unstoppable arm in football. I mean, it's amazing how much one guy is influencing everything we've seen happen this offseason.
Well, and he also lost his top wide receiving weapon, though. You know, and I'm, you know, and Reed, Andy Reed today was on a Zoom because they opened their offseason workout program with everything being virtual, and he was talking about Mecole Hardman, and you know, there's Juju and there's Valdez Scantling. There's still only one Tyreek Hill, and that was in an offense that was struggling to put up numbers and struggling to be consistent as things were matriculating our way through January. I don't know, man. That's why I'm at where I'm at right now. Obviously, the draft and everything else, the training camp's got a hit, but, you know.
I get it, but, I mean, like, you're 100% right. Let's be clear. Tyreek Hill is the Steph Curry of the NFL. He has unlimited range. He can hit from anywhere. So you were losing that. But you mentioned the Devontae Adams trade, right? Tyreek and his people were in a contract talk to extend his deal and create cap space for the Chiefs until the Devontae Adams deal came down. And I think Tyreek's people said, hang on a minute. He got how much? And I think that changed the tenor of that entire negotiation. So then the Chiefs were presented with three options, basically. One, do whatever you can do to keep him and pay him. Two, don't pay him and run the risk of him being a disgruntled player, which is never a good idea. Or three, which was the bold move. He's at his peak. Why don't we maximize what we can get for him? And, you know, the Raiders gave up a 1 and a 2 to Green Bay for Devontae Adams. The Chiefs got a 1 and a 2, 2 fourths, and a 6th-round pick, which is a haul. They lost the Gojo gadget guy. There's no question about it. But I like the long-term process thought for Brett Veach and the Chiefs and the way they tried to replace him with several players. And you mentioned Meikle. Remember, in the 2019 draft in Nashville, that was when that audio tape came out about Tyreek and his girlfriend, which was not great. And the whole point of drafting Meikle at that time was they thought they might lose Tyreek to a lot of different things. And it turns out they didn't. And listen, Meikle has been unsteady at best. But to his credit, if your first two options are Tyreek and Travis, you're not going to get a lot of looks. And if you remember early in the AFC Championship game, I think after they were up 7-3, it was a bomb to Mecole Hardman of about, I think, 60 yards that flipped the field, that put them up 14-3. He's going to get those shots this year because he is, he's not Tyreek fast, but he's pretty damn fast. And I think he's going to be given the opportunity to prove the player they thought he could be when they drafted him in 2019.
Before I let you go, Trey, you know, are there odds in your and neck of the woods for the Packers not choosing a wide receiver with their first round selections? well, is there such a thing?
Never done it. I mean, this would be, if they don't do it this year, like, I mean, I'll give Goody a lot of credit. Like, hey, be who you are. But I mean, literally outside of Sammy Watkins, can you name me three Packers wide receivers?
There's
Alan Lazard is still on the
roster. Alan Lazard, Randall Cobb took a pay cut, right?
Sterling Sharp. St. Brown is gone. Valdez Scantling is gone. Devontae Adams is gone. They have no other options. Literally.
Javon Walker, is he still around?
The ghost of Donald Driver.
Javon Walker, slow clap. Slow clap. See if we can get James Jones out of the NFL Network studio and get it back on where
I think if he could, he would do it. I think he'd do that in a heartbeat.
Who do you know?
Donna Hudson? Is Donna Hudson involved? I don't know. All right, Drake.
Still has some eligibility.
Go. All right, go warm up. Now, what tee box are you on? What tee box are you on?
I'm on the fifth, which is a reachable par five, but we're into the wind, so I'm going to be late.
So has your group been staring at you this entire time, saying, "When are you done?"
I'm getting a lot of the sea was angry that day, my friends. Looks right now.
Okay, so. All right. Well, grab the golf ball out of the blowhole and go hit him straight, sir. Thanks for the call, Trey.
Okay. Anytime, guys.
All be right. Rich. Take care, Trey Wingo. Everybody, that's Trey Wingo. Taking time out of his very busy schedule to call into this program.
Very busy. Is he playing with Buchigross?
I don't know. That's Buchigross weather, though.
By the way.
Buchigross, you're writing that down, Buchigross weather?
That's really good.
I mean, I don't know if that's going to stand the test of time.
No, but if we ever do a hockey league, you know what I mean?
Buchigross weather? A hockey league?
Oh, yeah.
That's time to do that hockey, right?
TJ could show his knowledge.
There's another drop. There's another Chance the Rapper drop there. Is it there for you, Mike? Did he label it properly? No? You didn't do it? He's got it?
What in the world is in that bag? What you got in
that
bag?
That's not it. That's not
that's
it.
That's TJ. That's ludicrous.
TJ, he finally did that for you?
Yeah, yeah. After I'd asked you for like a year.
You've been around a long time. You've been gone a long time. Yeah. You've been gone a long time.
I don't shine shoes anymore.
We don't, you know. That's what happens when you leave here like 8, 9, 10 days, Mike.
I was gone a long time. I was.
That's what happens when you walk. Hold on a minute.
I wouldn't say all that.
Cabling, Alabama? Cabling, Alabama?
We're forcing it.
We're forcing it.
Because you looked at me ahead of time.
Worst Allman Brothers song ever, Cabling Alabama.
Not great.
No, that would have been a Sweet Home Alabama. Come on, you guys know.
Leonard Skinner, yeah. Thank Mike, you. We got it.
Play some Skinner, dude.
Okay. That's what we need you here, Mike.
I know.
In case you've missed it, Mike told an incredible story of trading a Fox Sports hat for an Admiral's hat. And we took it off the actual head of an admiral. And for some reason, I thought it was like he went back in the hot tub time machine.
Exactly.
And was on the HMS Pinafore or whatever it was.
Russell Crowe?
Took it off of Russell Crowe's hat. No, it was an actual, just it was like a ball cap, right? From an admiral. Very good.
But they're special because they have the wings.
But did it have the name of the ship on it and everything?
Like, yeah.
It
was one of those. What was the name of the ship?
The Harry S. Truman, an aircraft carrier down in the Mediterranean.
Okay, very good.
Those are very rare hats.
That you can buy at any commissary.
No, you cannot, because it has his name on the
at
back.
Navy.com.
It has his name embroidered. I'm telling you.
Did you get a free
Old Navy? You can get one at an Old Navy. You can get an Old Navy.
Did you get a free bowl of soup with that hat too, Mike? Or
I got a lot of
welcome
bowls
back. Are you here all week?
Definitely
Monday,
not.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Back to, because I got to do the first doubleheader
of USFL games?
Yeah.
That you take 2 days to get ready for a USFL
Rich,
game?
You have no idea. You hear what's going on. It's insane.
What do I don't hear anything about what's going on, actually.
Rich, you're hearing.
Streets ain't talking. Rich,
the streets are talking?
Streets ain't talking.
It's a lot of, it's a crazy,
it's all good.
Crazy.
We're just happy that you're here.
Mike, was it Thomas Oderbein?
He won't remember the name of the admiral.
I don't remember. It would have been the Atlantic.
Like, I'm looking up who the captains were of the
No, you're looking at the Pacific. By the way, it's one boat. They're in different oceans.
No. Okay. There's a rear admiral for each. Come, you guys, I was on the. Come, I'm.
All right, one ping, Chris. Just one ping.
One ping only.
All right, we'll take a break. Very special guest is going to join us next in studio, as if we didn't have enough with B.J. Armstrong. But that's next right here on the Rich Eisen Show to take us out for the rest of the day. Let's talk Sleep Number, people, because quality sleep is so essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, and the same thing for your partner, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side, helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature, quiets your snores or your partner's? Sleep Number does that. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. 10 numbers apart, but it truly is the world of difference. The Sleep Number sleep that you get is unbelievable. You will love it. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now you could save 50%. That's 50%. On the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show. Yeah. Saying, no, he's being. That's the dulcet tones of my lovely wife and host of Just Getting Started.
Susie, I thought you were being super supportive. Oh, you're we're getting thousands every day. Let me move this over. I'm used to being in that chair. Do you have my little thing? Yeah, my plaque?
I don't know where your. Where's your.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh. Susie, this is no good.
Please.
No.
You're the king of, like, people come here and move stuff.
True, they do, though.
No one's moving Mike's fancy car outside. Has anybody seen Mike's fancy car?
Not as fancy as Jay Felly's car.
Yeah, by the way, audio guys do
what are they paying audio people? Well, you don't have children.
He doesn't have kids. It's the greatest.
No kids.
Speaking of it, by the way, hello. How are you? By the way, Susie's latest edition of Just Getting Started has dropped with Angela Kinsey. Yeah.
Yes, Angela Kinsey from The Office, who plays Angela.
Right.
And she is... She has an incredible podcast called The Office Ladies that she does with Jenna Fisher, who's her best friend.
Very successful.
Which is kind of fun. And every week they break down The Office episode by episode. They talk to their props managers, all the producers, the directors, everyone involved with the show. Mm-hmm. And they have copious notes of each episode that they go through with their billions of Office lovers. Mm-hmm. And it's so much fun. She breaks it all down. She gave some great thoughts on helping people out to get started and where she came from. I mean, this is a kid who grew up in Indonesia. Angela grew up in Indonesia. And she had this dream of being an actor and being a comedian. And she's got a great story, Rich. I won't give it all away because, you know, you can't give away the milk for free. Isn't that the expression or something?
Yes, but you can download it for free, though.
Right.
That's what you can do. You can download it for nothing.
Give away the milk for free is
give away the milk. You know, I mix metaphors. It's not good.
Yeah, by the way, you do that all the time.
Well, there's a beginning to that. It's why buy the cow.
Yeah, when they can get the milk for free.
No, let's be honest. Let's be straight up. Please. You just Googled that, right? You didn't know that off the top of your head.
I knew it.
You Googled it. Chris. Yeah. He Googled it.
Google has everything.
You tell us to Google, Rich, all the time.
Yeah, you say it all the time.
You have the Google machine in front of you.
You do have that in front of you. Yeah.
I don't. Just a man that Googled the
very
cow.
Good.
Well, this is like worse for you than being at home. You've got like two guys trying. You just have me at home. But you do have Thelma, too. So, and then you've got kids who don't listen. So maybe it's better off.
Yeah, people listen to me here.
Speaking of kids that don't listen.
Yes.
Oh, oof.
Yes.
Going through some stuff in my house, okay? So my son is two and change, okay?
Yeah.
Terrible twos, they tell you. It's not just the age two. It's like two solid years.
Right. And then they become a three-nager.
And it's worse.
A three-nager?
Yes.
Ooh. I never used that expression in my life.
Brockman's like, oh, my God.
Yes.
Three is so much harder than two.
Yeah. That's a three-nager. Okay, so what else? So what's going on, Chris? So how can we help?
So we recently, and by recent I mean like 2 days ago, took the front of his crib off. It's one of those like multi-beds that you take. It's a crib, but then it also is a real bed. So we took the front off, so it's like, it's now a bed. He's got an opening. He's free to roam the cabin.
Oh,
space.
Look out.
And so, you know.
Look out.
It's not going great. Like, he gets in there, and he's just like, cool, read a book. And then, time to go, night, night, shut the light off. What's? And then 2 seconds later, as soon as we shut the door.
What?
Pip, 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 pip.
Yeah, like, what's
door
up?
Door opens.
That's what's up.
Hey, guys. What's going on? What are you guys doing out here? Can I come? No, it's time for you to go to bed. Okay, so we walk to the door. He walks back in bed. Shut the door.
Mm-hmm.
2 seconds later, door opens. Hey, guys. And this literally went on till like 3 a.m.
Oh, don't miss that. So I have 2 questions for you. Mm. Pretty much one. Number one, was he climbing out of his crib?
No.
Number two, what are you doing? Why did you do that?
Hold on. Going to throw Sarah under the bus. Not my idea.
Bad idea.
You'd have him locked into his crib till he's like 19 years old, knowing you.
Why are we trying to deal with this? First off, on the weekend.
It's all going to happen at some point. It's going to happen at some point.
Great.
It's going to happen.
Only 2 days to really like sort of sleep in, where like one person can get up, let the other one sleep, and then the other day, the other.
Let me just give you.
So we're doing this on the weekend?
Here you go, Chris. I live with this person. Who happens to be looking at me right now.
Sure.
Okay. And the number of times that this person, who I love,
of course,
unconditionally, right?
Insane amount
would say, we need to do X, Y, and Z, that would absolutely not just interrupt, but blow to smithereens like over the River Kwai, the bridge, the status quo and the one would say calm.
Yeah.
And why do it when I can sleep tomorrow?
If I didn't do that, we wouldn't have Monday? Taylor.
It's honestly, if these children would be walking in onesie pajamas, sucking on a pacifier today.
Yeah.
At ages 13 and 11 and 8.
We wouldn't have Hudson. He didn't want to get a dog. I don't want a dog. Our life is so great. We can't. No. We won't be able to go anywhere.
That's what I said.
Now we're casting the net a little wider than I'm comfortable with.
We are not.
But I'm just saying though that each and every time where I was like, what are we doing? It's going to have to happen at some point. It's like a band-aid, just rip that thing off, and I totally understand that.
But like, it's just not going well. We're 2 days in, and it's just like,
put it back,
bro.
It back.
We need to sleep. Can you just go? At one point, I just looked at him and I go, dude, we have to sleep. Go back in bed.
I hear you. He just
looked at me like, hey, cool.
But it's not too late.
Can we watch
late.
Paw Patrol now?
It's not too late. If he's not climbing out of the crib and endangering himself, I would slap that back on. I'd be like, you know what? Not ready yet. Put it back on.
Oh,
Sarah,
wow.
Call me.
Oh,
I will
boy.
Talk you through this.
Wow.
I would slap that thing back on, put him back in baby jail. You get to sleep. Throw a couple books in the crib.
Oh, yeah.
So he wakes up and there's books.
Cars, books. We have.
He's not climbing out. He's not endangering
himself.
And
my other advice would be drugs. Drugs.
for him
or us?
For you.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
For you.
Now I know why they kept me in a crib until I was 10.
You got this little Admiral hat.
Yeah, hats and the DJs.
I was locked.
Turntables.
Why would you? They just got. I mean, the host of Just Getting Started just say go back to square one.
You got to start from strength, Rich. You want my origin story? Slap that thing right back on the front and leave that
kid in the
crib.
You're all for that.
Just to get like one night's sleep. Like we can go back to it tomorrow.
Team crib.
I just love it. He's just like, hey, what's up? How you doing?
Literally just like opens the door. Hey, what's up?
Boy.
Sees me coming. Close the door. Goes back in bed.
We had that with Coop. Coop was a wanderer.
Well, at one point, our oldest, Zan, he destroyed the room. He would just take it apart. He would shake, like, the one time the crib was in pieces.
Yeah.
It was in pieces.
He'll throw everything out of it. When was the crib in
pieces? It was in pieces.
Was this with your other family? I don't remember this.
He took it apart. You don't remember opening the door and he was just like waving at us and the thing was it was in pieces.
No, I don't remember anything.
Yeah, okay. Well, great to have you on.
Hey, thanks for promoting the podcast.
Just getting started.
That's great.
No, yes. Just getting
Emilis started. Podcast Network. Please download it and listen and watch, too, because we're video, too.
Yeah, right.
Angela
here.
Didn't realize it was video. She's like, wait, what do you mean video? I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah, you can watch on our YouTube page, youtube.com/RichEisenShow. I want to thank Trey Wingo and BJ Armstrong, who says hello.
Oh, great.
And Chris Finch of the Timberwolves will wrap it up and tell you who's on tomorrow's show on Peacock in a moment.